Today I'm going to provide a brief commentary on Ave Maris Stella, the traditional Gregorian chant Vesper hymn for Feasts of the Blessed Virgin Mary, in this beautiful devotional hymn text, most likely written in the 8th or 9th century. Our Lady is addressed by one of her most symbolically rich titles, Stella Maris, Star of the Sea, an ancient and popular title given to Mary. It allegorizes her role as a North Star, guiding us on the way to Christ, as we ask her to pray for us. It's not certain who wrote the lyrics. Some say Saints Bernard of Clairvaux, Benatius Fortunatus, or Blessed Hermanus Contractus. The hymn text has 7 four-line stanzas, or strophes, with 6 syllables per line. Each strophe is sung to the same Gregorian melody of 4 phrases. Thus, Ave Maris Stella is a strophic hymn, like many of the more well-known metrical hymns sung at church. There are 4 different melodies for Ave Maris Stella, and all can be found in the Liber Usualis, the classic anthology of Gregorian chants for Mass and Office. The most well-known of these 4 begins on the word Ave with a supplicatory leap up of a 5th, followed by 1 ascending step. Then on Maria, the melody drops down 3 steps, but immediately climbs up to the highest note, a full octave above the starting note, Re, which is like a tonic note or home note, before descending once again to La, the 2nd most important note in the chant. The succeeding 3 phrases do not climb so high and are in a medium-low range. This haunting chant to Our Lady Star of the Sea has also been used as the basis for polyphonic compositions down through the ages. Renaissance composers Josquin des Prez and Thomas Luis de Victoria both used Ave Maris Stella as the basis for settings of the Mass. Both are titled Missa Ave Maris Stella. In 1610, Claudio Monteverdi used the melody as the basis for a polyphonic hymn setting in his magnificent Vespers of the Blessed Virgin. Following traditional ecclesiastical practices, the hymn alternates between strophes in chant and polyphonic strophes. Moving closer to today, in 1919, organist-composer Marcel Dupré borrowed Ave Maris Stella for organ versets he composed to be played between chanted hymn verses in his own Vespers of the Blessed Virgin. This beautiful chant is truly worth getting to know.